Okay. He mentioned about players and the effort they put in, but the fans were outstanding. You know, we were outnumbered, but as I suggested before the game, I felt that that would just, you know, give them that inspiration, if you like, to just shout that a little bit louder and get behind the team. We obviously gave them a fantastic start, which helped, but you know, as I said, I couldn't be prouder and I can't ask for any more from the players. Sometimes you feel you don't get what you deserve. Today is one of those days. And I think without going on to too much, because I'll probably get asked some questions, I'll leave it at that.
Next question, please, James.
There were a lot of controversial calls in today's game, Paul, by the referee. What did you make of the referee's performance overall?
I can smile and I'll be humble. And one thing I would certainly like to put in your articles is congratulations to Darryl and his team. They've had a fantastic season, ran Barnet extremely close. I think he set himself a similar-ish job in terms of the pressures that come with managing a big football club in this league. The decisions, I'm not sure how Matty Taylor doesn't get booked at least minimum when he has to go for the first ball. I haven't got a problem with that, but I can see him kicking out on a couple of occasions at least and doesn't get booked. I don't see how that cannot be a booking. Which would have then, if it's the right call on the penalty, I'm not sure. You guys would probably have had a look and seen it, but if it was, should have been a penalty. Not sure on that. But on the day at least, he would have got his second yellow card. So that was frustrating. And the other one, the obvious one, is Ollie Palmer. I don't see how a keeper can run out of his area and handle the ball when the ball's going towards the goal. I think there was an argument from them saying he wouldn't have enough pace on it. Certainly no one pundit at least spoken to felt that it was and it should have been sending off. Whether they were other views the other way, I'm not sure. I've spoken to one, but you know, before the game, said we hoped that we wasn't speaking about the referee. We're going into the playoffs. That was my thing. The referee himself mentioned that. I know it's a tough job. I've got no qualms about that. Refereeing training, it's a nightmare. But when you want things to happen, when you know a game's going to be as tight as that, and that was always going to be the case today. Again,
you mentioned about the fact about referees training. Do you think there's anything that can be brought into the game to make the referee's job that little bit easier?
I mean, people talk about the technology and, you know, would we have access to it in a conference? Certainly not on a weekly basis, but you know, I'm not sure why we couldn't have it at Wembley when it's a big occasion like that. That said, are we going to review every decision? You know, there's an element of flow with our game, but I just felt it was obvious, and I felt that he wanted to keep 11v11 on the pitch, which in truth, you know, I did, I'm sure Darryl did, but for sending off, then, you know, I think you have to be brave and make that decision, and I felt that he ultimately tried looking after the game with regards to keeping it 11v11, with it being relatively early as well.
Paul, just sum up the mood in the dressing room. After this was a group that felt it could go one better this year and finally take that step.
I think it has gone one better, Matt, you know, in a lot of ways. And we haven't got that promotion that we all desperately wanted. Everyone at the club, that is. You know, not just the players, all the staff, the fans, myself, you know, the backroom staff. But, I mean, in there, there's a few tears. You know, one or two obvious ones that are distraught, and it's just a very solemn place. It's the second time here on penalties, and the trophy you kind of couldn't get over to a degree. But this, 49 games in, alright, we can't be separated, but it just seems an extremely cruel way to lose. Spoke with the players, told them again how proud I am of their efforts over the season. And that's not just the lads that took the field today. That includes all the players that, you know, he maybe even haven't kicked a But because what there is, although I try and create that atmosphere at the training ground on a day-to-day basis, there has to be harmony in the camp, and I think we've done that extremely well. And some players that haven't had some for a while deserve a lot of credit in terms of their professionalism and attitude towards the job, and respectful to the team.
How important is it that you keep us, I know it's obviously very raw, but how important is it that you keep this, as much of this group together as you can to go against next year?
Like anything, there's always an element of you want to improve, because we ultimately didn't quite get there. I've made a comment about trying to build the squad, and we had that all season that I felt we might have actually won the league. Again, some other clubs will have similar stories and feelings towards that. But the truth of the matter is, we probably couldn't afford that squad for a full season. You have to work within the resources that you're given. And it's difficult because, I'm not going to sit here and blame the budget, but it is nowhere near what people expect because of being second in the attendances and this history. History counts for nothing. We're still a non-league club. That's the bottom line today. But I think the players have proved over a lot of games what they're capable of. And ultimately we can try, but one or two may move on to pass new. There's some very good performances today from some lads that your lazy scouts will have picked up on, may do some more digging. Others will have probably been watched over the course of the season, and we can only do what we can, but I would certainly like to keep a majority of the squad.
Paul, what did you say to John Paul Pittman?
After the game?
Yeah.
To get his head up, first and foremost. That at this moment in time, and the fans might not like reading it, but ultimately there are actually more important things in life. At this moment in time, it doesn't feel like that. And it won't feel like that to JP. And as I say, I'm sure there'll be one or two fans that take exception to that quote, if you want to call it that. But there is. You could not meet a nicer guy than John Paul Pittman. And his children and his partner should be immensely proud of him, as his teammates are. He apologised when we went in there. And I think it was perhaps Christian Jolly. Said he hasn't got anything to apologise for, and he's certainly right for that. If he wants to pick the phone up in the next few days, he certainly can. I've been there myself, not at Wembley, admittedly, but in a playoff game to get to Wembley. It wasn't the deciding penalty, as it turned out, but I didn't want to speak to anyone for quite a while. It's difficult, because he will feel that it's him that's left the team, and why we haven't perhaps still